But they did come. So we'll start again from that one. Hey. The Mishnah postulates a rule that one is required to recite Brichas Hanenin before eating food. So the Gemara first starts off with the assumption that perhaps this is a din in our Torah, so they say, Menoh Hanemili, where is the pasuk in Chumash? So the Gemara quotes, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva learns that, as if it's a Bryce and Torah's Gan, Rabbi Akiva darshans from a pasuk, as if the requirement for Brichas Hanenin is a din in our Torah. The Chumash has a din, in Parshas Kedoshim, I think, Chumash has a din of Orlo and Revai. Whenever you plant a tree in Eretz Yisrael, Kisavayel Horetz and a Titan Kala, it's Michael. If you plant a fruit-bearing tree, so whatever fruits grow, the first 3 years are Asa Bachila and Asa Bahano. If nothing grows, nothing grows. You're off the hook. But if the pears do grow, so they're Asa Bachila, Asa Bahano. Then it says, in the fourth year, there's a din of Revai. What do you do with the pears that are Revai? You have to bring them to Yerushalayim and eat them in a state of Tahara. You have to eat them in Yerushalayim, that's the Kedusha, Yerushalayim, you have to eat them in a state of Tahara. The same as Maaseh Sheni. Maaseh Sheni all over Eretz Yisrael. And the first 2 years of the Shemitah cycle, and then the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, same. After you mafresh to Megdol Maaseh Rishon, then you mafresh Maaseh Sheni. So the Maaseh Sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, Bikdusha v'Tahara. And then Erev Pesach of the fourth year and Erev Pesach of the Shemitah year, the farmer is supposed to recite Videi Ma'aseh. He's supposed to say Biyarti Al Kodesh Min Habayis. He gave away the Ma'aseh Sheni. He's supposed to say Le Biyarti Mimena B'Tomeh. I didn't eat it in the state of Tumah.
Sure.
So the same applies. All of the same dinim of Ma'aseh Sheni are carried over to Netar Revai. So the pasuk says regarding the pears that grow the fourth year, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. What is the word Hilulim Lahalel? To praise the Rabbanu Shalom. When do you praise the Rabbanu Shalom? So the Gemara understands, Rabbi Kiva understands, when you're eating it. Also, Ladam Sheyitam Klum, before you taste the food, before you eat, then at the Revai in Yerushalayim, you have to recite the Brach. So maybe it's a Bichas HaMitzvah. So he assumes, no, it's a Bichas HaNen. It's not a Bichas HaMitzvah. Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvahs V'tzivanu Alachilas Ma'aseh Sheni, Alachilas Net HaRevai. No, it's a Bichas HaNen. Bari Prihuaitz. He say Bar Pihoitz. How does he know? Maybe it's a Brichas Hanenin. I don't know. That's what he says. Kodesh Hilulim Lahalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikan Amar Rabbi Akiva, we generalize it that it's not restricted only, doesn't apply only with respect to Netar Revai. It's not the Brichas HaMitzvah that's recited before performing the mitzvah of eating the Netar Revai in Yerushalayim, Mikdusha V'Tahara. It's rather Brichas Hanenin and applies to even when you're eating Chulim. So the Gemara asked Akashe, "V'hai kodesh ilulim lahachi hudiyosa? Is Rabbi Akiva's drasha valid? Don't we understand the word hilulim to refer to different things? So what does it refer to?" So the Gemara says two different things. It's written hilulim in the plural, so we understand two different drashas over here. One drasha, we're reading the word hilulim as if it were written chilulim. That's what Rabbi Akiva quotes from the Yerushalmi. That the Tanoim would often darshan give an additional level of interpretation on a pasuk in Chumash where you have a letter hey written as if the letter that were written were a ches. Ma pitom, why should you read the letter hey as if it were a ches? Because the shape of the letter is practically the same. The only difference between, that's what the belt says, the difference between chometz and matzah. Chometz is ches, mem tzadik, and matzah is mem tzadik hey. So the mem and the tzadik are the same, the whole difference is mashu. That's why chametz is b'mashu. The difference between chametz and matzah is that the hay has an empty space and the chametz is connected. So the whole difference is mashu. Yeah, mashu is only midrabbanan. It's not a din menater. So here, the Gemara says in Menachos that in many Sifrei Torah, they used to have the hay, letter hay written with a thick leg on the bottom, and then there was a very thin line going from the top of the regal hasmolus of the hay to the gag on top. A ches has a thick line connecting the regal hasmalas, and the hay has a thick leg and then a very thin line connecting. So it looks practically the same as a ches. So that's what it says in the Yerushalmi, that every so often we consider that a legitimate drasha. It's not just an asmachta, like a matrios and parparos lachachma. This is not parparos. The Gemara seems to be assuming this is a drasha gemura. So the Gemara reads the word hilulim as if it were written chilulim, and it's based on this drasha, bona fide drasha, that we establish the principle that there's such a thing as pigyon at the Revai. If not for this drasha, you would have thought that there's no such thing as pidyon heter rabbanan. That's what Tosfos and all the Rishonim ask. What do you mean? But we know that there's a gzeirah shavah, kodesh kodesh, connecting neter revai with ma'aser sheni. But ma'aser sheni, it says beferish, that there is an institution of pidyon ma'aser sheni. That when the farmer is paid to himself, he gives kerem chaimish, he's ma'aser chaimish, he adds on another 20%, chaimish, you have to add it on, then it's one-fifth of the whole thing. We would call it 20%. And if he's paid like the acherim, someone other than the farmer himself is paid to the ma'aser sheni, then just gives the kerem, you don't give the chaimish, but he has psukim and chumish about the institution of pidyon ma'aser sheni. So why not carry over all the dinim of pidyon ma'aser sheni to that the rabbi? We have the gzeirah shavah, kodesh kodesh. And Beishama and Beisila both agree that there's such a gzeirah shavah. They only have an argument to what extent the Yadarshan the gzeirah shavah. So we follow Beisila, you go all the way. Ain gzeirah shavah lachatzon, ain gzeirah shavah lamachtzah, go all the way. So why not learn this out also? So all the Rishonim work on this kasha. Why do you need the whole drush over here in the Gemara? But that's what the Gemara says. Don't you need the word hilulim in the plural to teach you two other dinim? And since the word hilulim is used up already, so how does Rabbi Akiva see in this pasuk that there's a requirement to recite a birchas hananim before eating the food? So the two drushes are hamabay lechad, one hilulim, the amar achmana achle, v'hadar achle. You should first be paid in the ma'aser sheni, first be paid in the neter revai, and then you can eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim. If you want to eat it in Yerushalayim, so don't be paid. Want to eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim, so you have to be paid it first. Then you take the money to Yerushalayim. When you take the money either from the ma'aser sheni or from the neter revai to Yerushalayim, they have to buy food and eat that food. That's going to be called lokuach, and that the kedusha on the money will now switch on to the food that you buy in Yerushalayim. You have to buy food primi gedula kak. You can't buy water, you can't buy mayim melech, you can't buy salt. You have to buy b'bokar batzana b'yayin avashech primi privi gedula kak. We had last year in the first daf in Derek Meruba, the Gemara develops the whole klala prata klala on that topic. So the Gemara says that's one drasha on hilulim, that you read it as if it were written hilulim. And the other drasha is that there is a machloikes between Rab Shimon bar Rebbe and Rab Chiya regarding the institution of revai. The peres that grow the fourth year, the peres that grow the first 3 years are asa b'achila asa b'anoi. The peres that grow the fourth year are not asa b'achila b'anoi. It's a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it there. And if it's too difficult, then you pay it and you eat it chutz Yerushalayim, bring the money to Yerushalayim. So there's a machlokes Rab Shimon bar Rebbe, early Amar, right? First, they were students of Rabbi Yudal Nasi. Rab Shimon bar Rebbe was the son of Rebbe. He was not a son, he was a student. Rebbe wanted him as his son-in-law, and he didn't want to marry his daughter. Didn't want to marry the girl. So they have a machlokes regarding revai, whether the din of revai only applies to grapes, only to kerem, or even applies to all fruit-bearing trees, to neta. So according to the opinion that revai only applies to kerem, what is the mocker? The simple reading of the parsha is kisabaya hearts and a titan kolaitz michael. Any and every fruit-bearing tree, so it should really include any tree. Why should you say that revai is restricted only to kerem? So the Gemara says it must be based on this hilulim. What do you see from the word hilulim? Because we have a pasuk in Shoftim where the Navi is giving a whole parable that all the trees in the forest are negotiating who's going to be appointed as the king. So the Geffen says, Hachadalti es tiroshi, should I stop? The grapevine says, should I stop producing wine? I'm sameach alekim v'anoshim. The wine cheers up God, and the wine cheers up human beings. So the Gemara says, Zeh manoshim v'sameach. People drink wine, and it has alcoholic content to it, so they get a little high, they get happy. They drink away their sorrows. Elekim v'ameh v'sameach. The Rebbe Shlom doesn't drink the wine. You pour wine on the mizbech. So how is that v'sameach? The answer is, because they don't m'mshira el alayan. The Rebbe Shlom appreciates it, so to speak, kivayochel, when the Kohanim are pouring the wine on the Mizbeach, that's when the Levim are singing Shira. Eino mim Shira elo al hayan. The only korban that requires that the Levim, they bring karbonos all day. In the Beis HaMikdash, they always bring karbonos. Tam Shashachat, Tam Shabbein Abayim. And in between, they bring hundreds of karbonos every day. Musafim and donations and everything. Choyvis and Adobis and everything. The only korban that requires, sometimes we say Shira shalom al hayan. Rosh Chodesh, we just said Shira on Rosh Chodesh. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Chanukah, you say Shira, you say Hal, Shalom Alayim. But in the Beis HaMikdosh, the only carbon that requires Shira is the Nisach HaYayin of Karbonas Tzibur. The Gemara in Erechin has all the sugyas, Daf Yud Aleph, Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara has there the discussion of Shira, Shiras Halavim. So the Gemara is not sure whether Shira is only when there's Nisach HaYayin of a Korban Tzibur Shebechoivah, Minimum Masafim, the Tzibur is Mechoyiv to give. What about Kayitz HaMizbeach? Kayitz HaMizbeach is when you have an off season and the Kohanim are sitting around all day long twiddling their thumbs. No one's bringing any karbanas. They put a Tom Shashach, a Tom Shemenat Bayim. There's no business all day long. So they had leftover money that was designated to purchase Oilas Nidras Tzibur. So when there's nothing doing all day long, no one's bringing karbanas. So then they bring Oilas Nidras Tzibur. And they bring Yayin Lenesach in conjunction with Oilas Nidras Tzibur. That's a Nedova. That's not a Chayva. So when the Kohanim Amakrif Tamidim Umasafim, that's karbanas Chayva of the Tzibur. So then we know from the Mishnayos that the Levim sing Shira simultaneous to the Kohanim's pouring of the wine. What if it's Oilas Nidvas Tzibur? Do you sing Shira even in such a case or not? So the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara is not sure what the din is. So the Gemara says, how do you know that this is the din? That the Levim only sing Shira, is to play musical instruments. Also, how do you know that they sing and they play only in conjunction with the Nisach HaYayin, no other karbanas? The Gemara says it's based on that pasuk in Shoftim. The vine says, the grapevine says, Hachadalti is Tiroshi, Ham Sameach Elekim Vanoshim. Elekim Bamem is Sameach. The answer is because the Levim are singing Shira while the Kohanim are pouring the wine on the Mizbech. So that's Mesameach the Rabban Shalom, that the Levim are singing Shira. They're reciting Tehillim. Rabban Shalom appreciates it when anyone recites Tehillim. And here the Levim would recite Tehillim. So here the Pasuk says, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. Why does it say Hilulim? It's to indicate that the din of Revai, the special din of the Paris, the fourth year, only applies if it's a grapevine that the Levim would recite halal over. If the grapes would be made into wine, the wine would be poured on the Mizbech, oilas tzibur, korban tzibur, chayvas tzibur, then the Levim would sing halal. So it says, Kodesh Hilulam Lashem. It's a little off, no? Kodesh, it's a distant drosha. It's not so easy over here. The din of Revai is only noyig in such a fruit-bearing tree that the Levim would sometimes recite Shira for that, namely the grapevine. So the Gemara says the Hilulim is in the plural. I've used up both of the Hilulim for a different drasha. One is Hilulim, that there exists an institution opinion that the Revai, and one is Lahaleel, that Revai only applies if the fruit-bearing tree is a grapevine. So the Gemara says, if you don't accept that position, if you hold that the din of Revai applies to Netta Revai, to all fruit-bearing trees, then you have one Halel, one Hilulim is Miyutar. Hilulim is a plural. So one of them you use to tell you Achle v'hadar Achle, that there exists an institution opinion that they're right. The other one is free to darshan whatever you want. Or the Gemara says, even if one were to assume only Kerem Revai, that Revai only applies to grapevines, it doesn't apply to any other fruit-bearing tree, but you have a different marker for that. You don't necessarily have to learn it out from Hilulim, you can learn it out from a different place. What's the other marker? So the Gemara says there's possibly a Xereshova of Kerem. It says over here, we should observe the laws of Orla, not to eat and not to get on off in the pears that grow the first 3 years, if anything grows. Then whatever grows the fourth year, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Then in Bashanah Chamishis, Tos V'lechem, how does it say? Bashanah Shvis, Chamishis, Tochlo, Espirio, Lohos V'lechem Tvuasa. It says, after you've observed the laws of Orla for 3 years, the laws of Revai the fourth year, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that he will give you a blessing. What does it mean, tuvuasai? The din of Orla and Revai only applies to trees. It doesn't apply to tvua, to grain that's growing on the ground. It only applies to a tree. The Gemara has on the next daf, whether berries that grow on a bush are considered trees, are they considered the vegetables? Do you say barpeh, barpeh adoma? That's the relevant, that's the nafkamina, and the machlekes on the level of the rabbana. On the level of the raisa, machlekes is whether the din of orla and netta revai apply to berries that grow in a bush. So we pass in like basila, that a bush is called a tree. So it's clear the din of orla and revai only applies to trees, it doesn't apply to tvua. So what does it mean, laos v'lacham tvua? You're not talking about tvua. Tvua doesn't grow, bread doesn't grow on the trees. Peiris grow on the tree. So the Gemara says, oh, the word Tvuasai, we have Xereshova, Tvuas HaKorim. The word Tvuasai refers to grapes that grow on a vine with tvuas hakor. So that's what leads Rebbe to say, like this position, that Revai only applies to grapevines based on the Xerushava of Tvuasa Tvuasa. Tvua Tvua. So if you hold like that, so then you have left over the, one of the Hallels, and the word Hilulim is freed up now. So you only used up one of the Hallels to tell you, Achle Bahadur Achle, the institution opinion that the Revai, but you haven't used up the other Hallel. But the Gemara says that's questionable. That's questionable. So it's questionable if one assumes that the din of Revai applies to all trees, then we're not using up one of the halas to tell me that Revai only applies to grapevines, Sha'amim Alav Shira. Or if one even assumes that the din of Revai is restricted only to grapevines, but it's not based on the word Hilulim, rather based on Xerushava of Tvua Tvua, then fine, then the word Halel, then Rabbi Akiva's drasha is reasonable. But if one holds that the din of Revai only applies to grapes and is based on this pasuk Hilulim, then there's no mocker for the drasha to establish, no mocker for Rabbi Akiva's drasha. The word Hilulim, the plural of Hilulim, is all used up already. Ma'ika lameima, that's what the Gemara asks. So the Gemara finally comes, the Gemara works out, works out till the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, it's a svara. Six lines from the bottom. So that's the famous question. When the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, a svara, does it mean it's a svara derabbanan or it's a svara deraisa? So the Pnei Yeshua refers it to the Gemara in different places, but the Gemara says, lamali kros svara. If something is such a compelling svara, it has the status of a din deraisa, even though there's no pasuk at all, if it's very compelling. Many times the svara is not so compelling, there's room to dingzach. So the Yeshua says, well, if the Gemara says the svara, so he assumes that it's such a compelling svara that it's enough to be elevated to the level of a din deraisa. The other Rishonim say you can dingzach with the svara. So they think it's only a svara that's on the level of the Rabbanan. The Bichas Hanenen is assumed to be the Rabbanan. Bichas Hamazon is deraisa. That's what we say. What's the difference whether any given mitzvah is deraisa derabbanan? So usually the difference will be safek. Safek deraisa luchum is safek derabbanan lekulam. So we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that Birchas Hamazon is deraisa only if the person ate kidei sviya. If the person didn't eat kidei sviya, the Birchas Hamazon itself is only mederabbanan. And that's the Gemara. Where's the Gemara? And Daf Chof on the base, right before the Mishnah, the Malachim asked the Ribbono Shel Olam that one of your greatnesses is Asher Lo Yisa Panav Leikach Sheichad, that you judge everybody equally, you're fair to all people. So how come you commanded the Kohanim to give a bracha to Bnei Yisrael Yisa Hashem Panav Elech V'yaseim L'chal Shalom, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should treat Bnei Yisrael with special status? He's supposed to be loisaf on him. How can the Kohen give a bracha and expect that the bracha is going to be mekuim? So the Baruch Shalom says, I can't help myself. I gave Bnei Yisrael a mitzvah to recite Birchas Hamazon only if yachalta v'savata v'erachta. They medak dikim al atzmem. They made a chumim b'derabbanan at kezayis at kebetzam. Achlegs v'meir rabbiuda. How much bread do you have to eat in order to be obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon? And this Gemara assumes that whole achlegs v'meir rabbiuda is only b'derabbanan. On the level of the rice, everybody agrees that one is only obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon if he ate kidei sviya. So that's the accepted opinion in Shulchan Aruch. There are other Rishonim who disagree, but this is the accepted view. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if a person is sofik birach Birchas Hamazon, sofik lo birach, he finished eating a whole meal, and he's not sure if he doesn't remember if he recited benching or not. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if he ate kidei sviya and his obligation to recite Birchas Hamazon is minat Torah, then we would consider it a suffix deraisa l'chumra. If he didn't eat kidei sviya, only had a kezayis or a kebeis, and he walks away starving, walks away hungry, so then the whole obligation to bench is only with the Rabbanan. So we would say suffix derabbanan l'chumra. So what would we say by suffix bracha rishayna? So there's no suffix in Shulchan Aruch. Suffix that he said a bracha rishayna, suffix brachas l'hakal, you don't say. You don't say the brachas. According to the Pnei Yeshua, that the svara is a svara deraisa, so why shouldn't we say in such a case? How can the Bnei Yeshua maintain such a position? We know that the din is the Safik brachas lachal even applies to Birchas Hanen. So Bnei Yeshua says that's all arayin gecheshbin in the Safik. If it's a vadois that you didn't say a bracha, then it's a starkest svara that you got to say a bracha. If you're not sure if he said a bracha, then there's no svara. The svara is not mukhrach over there. No, no.
If it's a svara, why is it limited only to achim?
Why not to other hanois as well? Yeah. Shows that it's not such a hot svara. There's so many other hanois that people get pleasure from other things in the chachamim whenever misakan a bracha. So there's no bracha. Yeah. We don't accept the position of patient. We assume that's only the rabban. Shver
is rabban. When we say midoraisa v'achalta v'savata, does it mean you have to drink also or just eat?
That's what we discussed the other day. This gemara on chof hamid beis assumes who's speaking on chof hamid beis. Dorash rabba vira, either mishmei the rabbami or sometimes mishmei the rabbasi. He's quoting either one or the other. He says that Bichas Hambosim Deraisa is only if he ate Kedei Sviya. The Gemara later presents, and the Gemara assumes that the whole Kezais and Kebetz and Machlegs Amei Rabbeinu, it's all on the level of the Rabbanon. Amei Rabbeinu argue how much bread do you have to eat mid the Rabbanon to be Mechuyev to bench. You read the Gemara later in Shloshish Ka'achlu, so the Gemara presents it there as if the Machlegs Amei Rabbeinu is on the level of Deraisa. That one Tana says if you eat Kezais, what is it, Memtes on the base. One Tana is of the opinion, it says, V'achalto, V'achalto is Kazayas. V'achalto is Kazayas. So what does it mean, V'savoto? V'savoto means Zushtiyah. So if you have a Kazayas of bread, you're still starving. The guy's in the concentration camp. He gets a Kazayas of bread and he has a drink, he's Mukhif to bench Menatar. The other opinion is, no. You're Mukhif to bench Menatar only if you ate a Kibetza of bread. Why? Because V'achalto would have meant Kazayas. Ein achil b'chus m'kazayas. But now that it says b'savot, it means that you have to eat something more than a kazayis. So either there's a question in Rishonim whether kibetza is two zeisim or three zeisim. So if one should assume that a kibetza is two zeisim, so then we understand the drasha very easily. V'achalta would have meant kazayis. Now that it says b'savot, so as if it says v'achalta, v'achalta. So you have to eat two kazayisim, which is the equivalent of a kibetza. If one should assume that a kibetza is three zeisim, so what's the drasha? So simple. If it would have said v'achalta, it would have been kazayis. Now that it's a v'savata, you have to take a shear the next shear after kazayis. Next shear after kazayis, you're not going to say kazayis and a half, kazayis and a quarter. You don't say two kazayisim either. Two kazayisim never existed as shear in kolot arku. Kibbeitz existed as shear for kabbalah stuma. If you have oichlam or only mitame acherim, if they have a kibbeitz, so you jump from kazayis to kibbeitz. So according to the opinion that kazayis is deraisa, the simple reading of the Gemara. According to the Tosis has a different interpretation, but according to the simple reading of the Gemara, the way the Rabbi Natam writes, so the simple pshat is one Tana holds that Kezayis is deraisa, but only on the condition that you drank something with it. And the Tana says Kibetz is deraisa, so he holds you don't have to drink. That's what we mentioned, that the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim, if a group of people ate sandwiches for lunch, and one of them had a drink and the others didn't have a drink, so they should pick. For benching mezumin, in the days of the Gemara, the ikar benching mezumin is that one person recites the benching, and everybody's yotze with his. So they should pick the one who is more mechuyev than the others. So if one of them ate kedei sviya and the others are still hungry, so the one who ate kedei sviya has kedima, he should bench mezumin. Or if they all ate equally, but one of them had a drink and the others didn't have anything to drink, so the one who had the drink, according to one opinion in the Gemara, in Tanaim, he's mechuyev ben atar, and the others are mechuyev to bench ben derabban. So we would have him bench mezumin. So that's the simple pshat in the Gemara there on Memtes and Beis, that the Gemara is interpreting the Machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yud in the Mishnah, whether the Mishnah has a Machlekes at kama mizamnim alein, how much bread does the person have to eat in order that she be able to be mitzar from the bench mizumin. So the Gemara understands it's not a Machlekes in mizumin, it's a Machlekes in benching in general. How much bread does a person have to eat in order to bench? So the simple reading of the Gemara Memtes and Beis is that it's a Machlekes on the level of deraisa. Rabbi Rabbeinu to argue on the level of the Raisa. The Gemara Chofem and Beis, Rabbi Avira, Mishmei de Rabbah, Mishmei de Rabbasi, he presents it differently. He says the whole Machlekes on Rabbi Rabbeinu is on the level of the Rabbanon. When would the Chachamim Mechayivim with the Rabbanon to bench? On the level of the Raisa, everybody agrees that you're only obligated to bench if he ate Kedei Sviya. Yeah, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that the benching the Raisa is only if the person had Kedei Sviya. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rabbeinu Tam says not so, because we had the Gemara by Yanai HaMelech. Where is the Gemara? By Yanai HaMelech Memches Amin Aleph. The Gemara says Yanai HaMelech and his wife Yanai Malka Umalkasa, Mr. and Mrs. Yanai HaMelech. His wife was Shlom Tzion Hamalka, the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach lived 100 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. He lived during the time of the Bayis. Yadai HaMelech lived during the time of the Bayis. So Yadai threw a party, and at the end of the party, they needed to bench, and nobody knew how to recite Birchas HaMazon. He had killed out all the rabbis, the Gemara Sanhedrin says. He was upset at the rabbi, he killed everybody. His brother-in-law remained alive, Shimon ben Shetach. So he tells his wife, we need our rabbi. He means, I need your brother. Your brother has to come to bench for us. So she's afraid he's going to kill him. So she says, if you promise that you're not going to kill him, so I'll dig up my brother. So the brother comes, and he has him sit in between the husband and the wife, the king and the queen. And then he gives him a cup to bench mezuma. And he says, okay, brother-in-law, bench mezuma. So he's a wise guy. He says, Bar Piagov, and then he drinks the wine. So he said, what was that all about? So he says, how can I bench mezuma? I didn't need anything. Now that I drank a cup of wine, now give me a cup and I'll bench mezuma for everybody. So the Gemara says, Shimon ben Shetach, diovad legamehu diovad. That's his personal opinion, that if you drink a cup of wine, that enables you to bench mezuma for the others, but we don't accept his opinion. We pass in halacha, and liolam enemot yachem derechabas matshiach kazais dogen. You have to eat a kazais of bread. If you only have a cup of wine that's not good enough, you have to eat a kazais of bread, and then you can recite benching to be mighty everybody else. So here Rashi and Taisus and the Balamar and all the Rishonim are bothered with a kasha based on the Gemara Daf Chofam and Beis, that the obligation to recite Birchas HaMazon Daraisa, if you only ate Kedei Sviya, how much is a kazayas? Olives are very tiny. You ever saw an olive? Very tiny. So eat a kazayas of challah, that's not Kedei Sviya. Who gets that? Unless he was 98 years old and he's living on like a Tzadik Latana. He's living on Kav Charuv and Me'er Shabbos, Lev Shabbos. A normal person is not going to get full from eating a kazayas of dogan, kazayas of bread. So how can the Gemara come to the conclusion we don't accept Shimon ben Shetach's practice that you drink a cup of wine and then enables you to bench mezuma? But if you would have had a kazayas of bread, that would have enabled. How can it be? The others, if the king makes a party, mistam, everybody ate kedei sviya, and the one who's going to bench only ate kazayas, he's only mechuyif to benchman the rabbanon, they mechuyif to benchman atara. How does it work? That's the problem. How does it work? So some rishonim answer that they also didn't have kedei sviya. So Rashi makes one of them. Rashi quotes Bal Halachas Gedolus there, the Rashi Amen Chesam and Arav. He says the Halachas Gedolus asks this kasha. How can we pass in Halacha that if you eat a kazayis, you can be mitzvah to the others? You eat a kazayis, there's no kedei sviya, so your obligation to recite benchkin is only with the Rabbanan. They must have had kedei sviya. So he says, no, nobody had kedei sviya. So Rashi says, how can it be? The king throws a party and everybody walks out hungry from the party. That's ridiculous. So the stomach, the pshat is, there's a machlekes, the Mogen Avraham in the Orach HaShulchan. What if the person has a kazayas of bread, and if he would have stopped the meal, that's all, he only has kazayas of bread, he's going to go hungry. That's not kedei sviya. But after the way people eat today, you can eat a kazayas of challah on Shabbos, then you have soup, then you have vegetable salad, then you have chicken, then you have kugel, then you have cholent, then you have all kinds of other side dishes. So the person walks away, is ready to plot, has more than kedei sviya, but the kedei sviya is not from the bread. The kedei sviya is from all the other courses in the meal. So that's a machlokes. So the Orach HaShulchan says, you're only mechuyif to bench ben atar if the kedei sviya comes from the bread. And then Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham assumes, if you have a kazayis of bread, and you have kedei sviya from all the other courses in the meal, the obligation to recite Birchas HaMazon is derais. Maybe that's what they're talking about. Maybe the Bahag meant to say, it's hard to imagine the Bahag understood that everybody walked away hungry from the kings. They just had a snack. Everybody just had a snack of bread, then they walked away. Mistameh, they had a nibble of challah, of bread, and then they had cholent and kugel and flesh and all other courses in the meal, and soup and everything. So perhaps that's the machlek of Rashi and the Bahag. The Rashi holds like the Mogen Avraham, and the Bahag holds like the Orach HaShulchan, maybe. So that's the shaila. How is that? That's the kasha that the Bahag asks. How can the Gemara say halacha lemaisa that the one who ate a kazayis of bread can bench mezuma to be mitzi the others, but the others are mechuyev min atar? So Rashi has a difficult position on this matter, and all of the Rishonim discuss. All the Rishonim give different suggestions. So on that Gemara, the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosha says the teretz is that we pass like the Tana. against the Gemara Daf Chof and Beis. We pass like the Tana that whoever eats bread Kadesvi, whoever eats bread Kazayis, is obligated to bench Minatorah. Is obligated to bench Minatorah. So the Mishnah Berurah says we don't pass like that, Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says that's the answer to
it. You just said that Kazayis is not enough to bring in Svia, so how can you say it's bring Dorais?
So that the Gemara on Chof Amid Beis assumes that the only time one is obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon and Derais is Kedei Sviya. Hey, Medak, the Gemara Latzmam, Kizayis, Kibetz is only Midi Rabbanon. The Rabbi Natan says that's what it says on Daf Chof, and this Gemara doesn't agree. Gemara Bayane says, Vehilchasa, if you eat Kizayis bread, you can't be mighty to the others, contradicts that Gemara on Daf Chof, holds that Kizayis is Derais. That's the Rabbi Natan, but we don't accept that Rabbi Natan. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass in the Mechaber, pass in La Locha, that the obligation to recite benching is on Menatar if the person ate Kidei Sviya. If he just had Kazayis, we assume it's only Midir Rabban.
According to the Rabbi Natan, he will also have to drink something.
He should be required to drink something. That's a problem. According to Rabbi Natan, it doesn't say that in the Gemara. Shimon ben Shetach happened to drink. But that's all he did. He only drank and didn't eat any bread at all. Then the Gemara said, we don't pass like him until he eats Kazayis. That means until he has a Kazayis of bread after having a drink also. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. And Shulchan Aruch just says, if you eat Kazayis of bread without drinking, you can be mites of the others. So you're back to the Kasha. The Gemara says, it's a very strong Kasha. Very strong Kasha. This machloikis that the Gemara quoted over here, whether Netter Revaitanan or Kermer Revaitanan. What exactly is the machlokes? I mean, they argue, what is the girsa in the Mishnayos? There were two students of Rabbi Yudah Anasi, and they were arguing, what is the correct girsa in the Mishnayos? Whenever you have the Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni, you have all the din of Kerem Revai, so should the girsa read in the Mishnayos Kerem Revai or Netter Revai? So Tosis, in the beginning of Kiddushin, the first daf, Tosis is bothered with the kasha. You have a Beferish and Mishnah that talks about the din of Revai by an Esrog tree. An estric tree is not a grapevine. So the Pharisees is talking about Revai. So how can you say that it's only Kerem Revai? How can you say it's only Kerem Revai? So Tosfos has one suggestion. Tosfos had two suggestions. So one suggestion they give is, of course there's an opinion in Tanoim that Netter Revai, that Revai applies to all trees. Machlokes is, what's the generally accepted opinion? Is that the majority opinion? Is that the universal opinion that it's Netter Revai applies to all trees? Or maybe that's one opinion, that's a sheet of Bodedes in the Mishnah, that the din of Revai even applies to all fruit-bearing trees. But the more popular view in the Tanaim is that it's restricted only to Kerem. That's one suggestion that Tosfos gives. The other suggestion they give is, Halacha lemais, the bottom line, of course the Mishnayos say that Revai applies to Esrog trees. They're not arguing on that. They're arguing what was the din Menatorah. Is it din Menatorah neta, that Menatorah applies to all trees? Or should I say no, Menatorah it's only Kerem, and it's only Midirabbanan that applies to neta. So what's the difference between the first answer and the second answer? The Torah says a big difference. The difference is, what about B'chutzal Oretz? We say, Kalamei Kal Ba'aretz, Halacha Gemosa B'chutzal Oretz, with respect to Orla neta Revai. The Mishnah says, in the end of the first parak in Kedushin, that all the agricultural mitzvahs, the mitzvahs hakliyos baretz, en nogas ela baretz, they only have to be observed in Eretz Yisrael, with two exceptions to the rule, chutz men ha'orla and chutz men ha'chodesh. The chodesh and orla apply even in chutz laretz. So chodesh is a machlokes hatanaim, whether it's men ha'torah or the rabbana, chodesh b'chutz laretz. And orla is a machlokes hamaroim in the Gemara. Whether orla b'chutz laretz is only mid the rabbanim, or orla b'chutz laretz is, how can it be men ha'torah? It says in the Chumash, ki sabaya la'aretz. And the Taitim called it Ma'al Gemara says Halacha L'Moshe Misina. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara whether Orla B'chutz La'aretz, which is Noheg, it says so in the Mishnah, is that only Midirabbanan? That's called Hilchas Medina. Is that only Midirabbanan? Or it says in the Mishnah Mehalacha. So Mehalacha means Hilchas Medina Midirabbanan. Does it mean Halacha Halacha L'Moshe Misina? So Gemara asked the Kasha, if it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina, it means bottom line that it's a Din Deraisa. So you ought to say Safik Deraisa L'Chumra. So how come we have a Mishnah in Orla that says Safek Orla Ba'aretz is Aser and Safek Orla B'chutz La'aretz is Mutter? If it's only a Derabbanan, says Safek Derabbanan L'Kula. But if you assume that Orla B'chutz La'aretz Halacha L'Moshe Misina, Halacha L'Moshe Misina is a Din D'Araisa, so why should it be that Safek Orla B'chutz La'aretz is Mutter? So Gemara says Kach Ne'emar Halacha. That's the Din. mutter, even though it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and one might have argued the point and said it's deraisa, safek deraisa l'chumra, the din is not safek arlo b'chutzlos and mutter. And that gemara, that's a famous dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban. What does that mean? So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes the Rambam, and he disagrees with him. He says the Rambam's opinion in that gemara is that Safik halacha l'moshe m'sinai is always l'kulam. Whenever you have a din that's only known to halacha l'moshe m'sinai, you always go l'kulam. So the Ramban quotes the Rambam and he disagrees, says not correct. He misread the Gemara. The Gemara just meant on this particular halacha l'moshe m'sinai. There are many other halachas l'moshe m'sinai. If you have a safik and any other halacha l'moshe m'sinai, you go l'chumra. Because halacha l'moshe m'sinai is a din deraisa. Safik anar l'b'chutz l'os kach nemer halacha. This halacha l'moshe m'sinai, avar l'b'chutz l'os, was given with a whole package. Part of the package is that vado osir is feik amutam. That's what we mentioned. Where is this Rambam that the Ramban is attacking? The Rambam is innocent. Where did the Rambam? Ramban picks on the Rambam that the Rambam applies it to all suffix in any halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The Rambam is in. Where did he say it? He doesn't say it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban is in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the second Shorish. The first Shorish, the Rambam says, the Rambam gives 14 klolim, 14 Shoroshim. Why is it called Shoroshim? The one who translated the Sefer HaMitzvahs, originally from the Arabic, translated the word Shorosh. Rabbi Kapach, who passed away 5 years ago, he made a new translation from the Arabic. He calls it the 14 klolim. It's a funny name, Shoroshim. We would call it klolim. But it's not everybody knows the Shoroshim. The Rambam, the first half of the Sefer Mitzvah, he gives the 14 Shoroshim, the 14 Kololim. How do you determine what belongs, what should belong in the Sefer Mitzvah, what should not, and what should be counted as one mitzvah, what should be counted as several mitzvahs. And then the second half of the Sefer Mitzvahs, he rolls up his sleeves and he gets down and he starts listing off which are the 613 mitzvahs, which are the 248 mitzvahs esse, which are the Shin Samachay mitzvahs lois esse. So in the first Shoresh, the Rambam says, you don't count mitzvahs that are only with the Rabbah. 613 mitzvahs are the rice. Second Shoresh, he says, you only count things that are Torah Shebichzav. You don't count any drushes of Torah Shebalpen. You don't count any halachas l'moshe m'sinai. So the Ramban attacks him. What's wrong? But the halachas l'moshe m'sinai is also deraisa. And the drushes of the Torah Shebalpen, they're also deraisa. And that man, he made a mistake, that Rambam. He thinks that Safik halachas l'moshe m'sinai l'kula applies to every halachas l'moshe m'sinai. It's wrong. You treat every halachas l'moshe m'sinai like a din derabbanan. So just like in Shoresh Aleph, the Rambam says you don't count the din derabbanan, so Shoresh Beis says you don't count the din. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. He's wrong. Safik derabbanan l'kula. Safik halacha l'moshe m'sinai l'chumra, because halacha l'moshe m'sinai is a bona fide din derais. Where did the man make the mistake? Where did the Rambam say that? The Rambam is innocent. What is the Ramban quoting? So the latest svarim point out there's a sefer called Ara derabbanan. In the 1700s, the Jews started writing encyclopedias that are arranged alphabetically. So you have the Chidor, has his encyclopedia, the Yad Malachi has an encyclopedia, all the Sephardim. The Ashkenazim were a few centuries behind. But the Sephardim started to organize things alphabetically. So you have one of the Al-Ghazis from the Al-Ghazi family, the Sephardim family, he wrote a sefer called Ara Derabbanan. So Ara Derabbanan has alphabetically arranged every halachic topic, and he discusses, is there an issue, whether it's deraisa or derabbanan? Kriyashma, under Kufi, the Kriyashma. Machlekes in the Gemara, the Kriyashma is deraisa derabban. Shibura deraisa, shibura lav deraisa. Tam kika, machlekes with the tam kika deraisa, lav deraisa. Smicha and Hashem Metzora, machlekes under the letter Sama. Any issue in halacha, there's going to be a machlekes whether it's deraisa derabban. So in the middle of his sefer, he talks about this issue. About the Orla B'chutz L'Arts, where this halacha l'moshe m'sinai derabbanan, Shaila, how do we pask? And then he says, Sveika Mutter, even if one should assume that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the Gemara said, Beferish and Kiddushin, Safik Orla B'chutz L'Arts and Mutter. And then he tells you, where is the Rambam that the Ramban is attacking? So he says, the Rambam did say it. The Rambam's in Hilchus Mikvos. The Rambam writes in quotes in Hilchus Mikvos, he quotes a Mishnah from Asechus Mikvos. A person is Toivel in a mikveh. And it's a suffix if the mikveh has arbaim saw, suffix if the mikveh doesn't have arbaim saw. So it says that loy also latvila. Loy also latvila, because the need for arbaim saw is a din deraisa, it's not a din derabbanan. So the Rambam asks a kasha and gives a teretz. In Hilchus Mikvah, it's in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam is bothered with a kasha, but the Gemara says, what if the person is a midget? Why do you need arbaim saw for a mikveh? Because you need, Baruch, it says, kol v'sor b'mayim. Maim shel kol gufo elu hem bebasachas. The whole body should be able to be submerged at one time. Let's say a guy is a giant and he's very fat and he cannot fit in. You need a mikveh that the water should cover the whole surface of his body. So it's a double pashut that the Aruch HaShulchan writes. If a guy is very tall and very fat, Abayim so is not going to be enough. You're going to need more than Abayim so. It's a double pashut like that. The Dark Yeshiva attacks the Aruch HaShulchan and says, Apikeres. The Chazal say that Abayim so is good. So he's going, what do you mean? Why is he not Apikeres? If he's fat and tall and he doesn't fit into a mikvah of Abayim so, he needs more than Abayim so. Well, what's that Apikeres? It's a double pashut like that. So the din is that you need Abayim so even if the guy is a midget. Everybody can fit in. In 20 so a baby. Let's say you type about a baby in a mikvah. So what do you need? Abayim so 10 so is enough for a little baby. So the Gemara says it's halacha l'moshe misina. So the Rambam is bothered with a kasha. If it's only halacha l'moshe misina, so every suffix halacha l'moshe misina should be lahakel. So why do I quote the Mishnah mikvahs that a person is type in a mikvah? Suffix yesh ba'abayim so, suffix yesh ba'abayim so, also lo tvila. Any suffix halacha l'moshe misina should go l'kula. So the Rambam answers in one line. He doesn't say v'im tamer v'yesh leimer. He gives you the teretz to the kasha. He says, when do you say suffix halacha l'moshe misina l'kula? If the whole din meikor is halacha l'moshe misina. Here it says in Chumash you have to be tovel in a mikvah. The Shia Aruch HaChomim, the Torah Shabbal Peh says the Rochet says called b'sar b'mayim means that the mikvah should have abayim so. So you don't treat it like a regular suffix. Suffix gar l'bchutz lo, it starts off as halacha l'moshe misina. So any suffix halacha l'moshe misina is l'kula, but if the halacha l'moshe misina is a prat within a din in the Torah, it's a detail of a Torah shebichsav, then you treat it like Torah shebichsav, that a suffix is l'chum. So you see the Rambam did say it. From that kasha, not teretz, that's what the Ara de Rabbanim points out. The Rambam did say it, and the Ramban knew what he was attacking. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. So that's a machlok, is the Rambam and the Ramban, what was the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's kasha in Kiddushin was, there was a machlok, a Samarayim, where the Orla b'chutz l'artz mihalocha, the Mishnah says, Chodosh, the two exceptions to the rule, Kam mitzvahs hanogas b'artz, eno nogas b'chutz l'artz, chutz min ha'orla, and chutz min ha'chodosh. So Chodosh is a machlok, is hatanayim in the Mishnah. Well, Chodosh b'chutz l'artz is the Raisa de Rabbanim. And Orla b'chutz l'artz is a machlokes amaroyim, whether it's midirabbanan or it's halacha l'moshe misina. So the Gemara asks, how can it be halacha l'moshe misina? The Mishnah says, suffik orla b'chutz l'artz is lahakel, halacha l'moshe misina is deraisa, should be suffik deraisa l'chumer. So the Gemara answers, kach nemra halacha. So the Ramban says, that's a special din only in Orla b'chutz l'artz, doesn't apply to any other halacha l'moshe misina. And the Rambam clearly in Hilchus Mikvos understood otherwise. The Rambam understood that any suffik halacha l'moshe misina, you go l'kula like the suffik derabbanan. Unless it's a halacha l'moshe misina that's giving a detail of a din in Torah Shemichsav, then you go l'chum.
Why is the Chorisah
more of a deep, more of a prat than Orla b'chutz l'artz? Orla b'chutz l'artz and Gansan a new din. And the Chumash tells you about one din of Orla b'chutz l'artz. Orla b'chutz l'artz is unrelated, a separate din. That's apparently what he's assuming over here. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? Do we paskin that Orla b'chutz l'artz is halacha l'moshe misina? Do we paskin that it's a din derabban? What's the difference? Usually the difference is suffix. If something is deraisa, suffix deraisa l'chum. If something is derabbanan, suffix derabbanan l'chum. But if you tell me kach nemar halacha, so there's no difference halacha l'maisa at all. So what are we clearing at abstract chakira? Whether we pass in oil of b'chutz l'artz deraisa derabbanan? No, so it may have an afkemina. We mentioned there's a Rashi in Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, kalamekel b'atz halacha g'maisa b'chutz l'artz. Rashi writes, kevin eina min ha-Torah, halacha achar ha-mekel. Rashi writes like Rashi's interpreting the Gemara that the reason why suffik or lebuchutz lo is muta is because it's only the Rabban. So the Mishkan is Yankiv, all the Achranim ask, why does Rashi say it's based on the assumption that or lebuchutz lo is only the Rabban? But the Gemara said there in Kiddushin, even if you hold or lebuchutz lo is halach l'mashim misina, it's still sveika lahakim. So how does Rashi know that this din is based on the assumption that or lebuchutz lo is the Rabban? So the Mishkan is Yankiv in a Sefer on Brachas that's called Kohelas Yankiv. He has the following comment. He says, the Gemara talks about Safak Orla B'chutz L'artz when you have a Safak in Metzias. I buy a home from a Dochri in Tinek, and he has bushes in the backyard. I don't know when he planted the bushes. So it's a Safak. If I was there when he was planting it, when I came to look at the place last June, so I know that he just planted it. So it's a Badai Orla, but I don't know. So I don't have to ask him. That's the din. Even though it's Epshel Levar Bekal, I can go find out from the records. I can go call up the gardener to ask him when he planted it. Not mechuyev to ask any questions. Any safek gadol b'chutz lo'etz l'muta. So that's on a safek in metzias. I don't know how old the bush is. I don't know how old the tree is. What if you have a safek in din? You also say safek gadol b'chutz lo'etz l'muta. So the Gemara says like that. Even a safek in din, and even if it's not a 50-50 safek, even if it's 95-5, even if it's only a safek kolduhu, that the tendency is, the likelihood probably is lahachmir, as long as there's a safek kolduhu, so you have a right to be mekel on oil of b'chutzlos. That's what the Gemara says. Kol ha-mekel ba'aretz, halach gemos b'chutzlos. When you have a machlekes, hatanoim recorded in the Mishnayis, in Hilchas Orlo and Eretz Yisrael, and the majority, 95% of the tanoim say lechumra, and 5% say lekula. So acharav lahatos, we follow the 95%. This same shaila, when it appears in Orla b'chutzlos, we would be mekel. Kol ha-mekel ba'aretz, halach gemos b'chutzlos. In Eretz Yisrael, regarding Orla sa'aretz, we would go to Chumre, because Acharam Lahatas, and the same Shaila, when it comes up in Orla B'chutzlots, we'll make them. What kind of a din is that? So the Ran on the Rif, in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin, explains, that's what the Gemara means to say, when you have a Machlekes HaTanoim, 95% of the Tanoim say one way, 5% say the other way, it doesn't mean Acharam Lahatas that the 95 are right and the 5% are wrong. We still consider it a Safek Kol Dehu, that's what the Mishkan is saying, Kedat Zan, Elu V'Elu Dibri L'Kim Chayim. We consider that a valid opinion, but halacha lemaisa, it's not the accepted opinion. But since there was such a position, so we consider that, in the, using the terminology of the Ran, that's called the safek kolduhu. So safek kolduhu is enough to be matir on orla b'chutz l'aretz. Same thing, you're not mechuyev to ask any questions. I come and I want to buy some pears from a non-Jew who has a farm. He has fruit-bearing trees. I don't have to ask him, when did you plant the trees? Unless I know Bavadai, the tree has a sign on it, and it says it was just planted yesterday. Okay? So if I know that it's Vadayolo, so it's Vadayolo. But if it doesn't have a sign, I'm not mechuyev to ask him any questions. As long as there's a safek kolduhu. So the Mishkan Yisyankov says like this. There's a Taisvis in Pcheris. He doesn't quote the Taisvis in Pcheris, that's what we had now. There's a Taisvis in Pcheris that discusses an apparent contradiction between two Gemaras. One Gemara says that sometimes you have a pasuk that tells you how to act b'makom safek, and sometimes the Gemara will say, what do you mean? You have a pasuk that tells you to act, how to act in a makom safek. It doesn't make any sense. You can't have a pasuk to tell you how to act in a makom safek. So it's a contradiction between the two Gemaras. So Taisa says simply, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the Torah, and he knows that we're only human beings. A human being is not going to be able to know everything, not going to know all the facts in the world. So the Rebbeinu Shlom has to tell us, what are the dinim when you know the facts? What are the dinim when you don't know the facts? But that's only if you have a suffix in Metzias. But if you have a suffix, what the din is? So the Baruch Shalom is going to tell us what the din are, then he's going to tell us. And if you can't figure out the din, and if you can't figure out the din, then you follow this position. What do you mean you can't figure out the din? Ask a rabbi. He can't figure out. Let him ask another rabbi. Let all the rabbis get together. It's impossible. It's not impossible. Let all the rabbis get together and they'll figure out what the din is. If you can't figure out the din, the Baruch Shalom should tell you how to paskin when you can't figure out the din. Sit down for an hour and figure out the din. So that's what Tosfos writes Asora. The Gemara that says you have psukim that tell you how to act, b'makom safek, they're always going to be sveikas. We don't know all the facts, everything that's, we don't have Ruach HaKodesh, so we're always going to be missing information. So we know what the dinim are when you know what the facts are, and we have to know how to paskin halacha when you're not sure what the facts are. But the Torah should tell us how to act. When you have a suffix, what the din is, that doesn't make any sense. Figure out what the din is. You won't have a suffix in the din. So that's what the Mishkan of Siyankiv says here. He says on his own. He doesn't quote that Taisus. He must have learned the Taisus. He forgot it. So he writes on Taisus. He writes on this Rashi. It's such a gishmak, a svara, he thinks that it's very compelling. He says that the Gemara says here, Kol ha-mekel ba'aretz halacha gemos b'chutz l'aretz, that this is considered a suffix called the who, and have a right to be mekel, not only a suffix called the who, mitzias, a suffix called the who, a shaylin din. So he says, kach nemer halacha, if all the b'chutz l'aretz halacha l'moshe misinis, you're going to say, kach nemer halacha, the halacha tells you, whenever you have a sveik at a dina, you always go to kula. The halacha shouldn't tell you how to act when you have a sveik at a dina. The halacha should only tell you how to act when you have a suffix in mitzias. So that's what motivated Rashi to say, this Gemara that applies Safek Orla B'chutz L'aretz L'Hakel, even to a Sveik Adina, must be working on the assumption that the whole Orla B'chutz L'aretz is only Midrabban. If it would have been Deraisa, Halacha L'Mashim said, you would have only had the right to be Mekel on a Safek Orla, Safek Emetzias, not a Sveik Adina. It's a strong Svar, Sataina. Anyway, the accepted opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is not so. It's problematic. The Shulchan Aruch, we assume that all of the laws and halacha l'moshe is Sinai, and we assume that Safek Arla is mutter, even a Safek Koldehu, even if the odds are 95-5, and it's not only 95-5 in Metzias, and even a Safek Shef Shalavar Bekal, you can just check on the records, you should ask him and find out. Even a Sveik Edina, whereas Kalam Mekel Bas Halacha Kamosim Chutzlan. So Halacha Lamais, the bottom line, we don't follow this Svara of the Mishkan Yankel. We assume that Safek Koldehu is Lekula, in Orla B'chutzla, it's even it's a Sveik Edina.
What
I don't remember, you gotta look it up. It's by Androgynous, the big fat Tosis. By Androgynous, the Tosis and Rabbi Lezer Nemila, also a big fat Tosis and Rabbi Lezer Nemila. So I think Tosis there, I don't think, says the Svar. But the same parallel Tosis and Chorus throws in the Svar. When do you have Psukim to tell you how to act the Mokum Sufik? So they split between a Sufik and Din and a Sufik and Metzius. We have such a similar Din in Avelis, Kolam. Halacha k'dira ha'mekel ba'ovel. The Gemara's lashon is called Mokam Shah Tamotzi Rabbi Machmirim V'yochid Mekel. So halacha k'rabim Acharam lahatas, whether it's a din derais or din derabbanan, except for Avelis. In Avelis, even if you have Rabbi Machmirim and a yochid is Mekel, then you say that Sofek Avelis Lekula. That's the din. So new din, any Sofek called the in Hilchas Avelis. Like Orla B'chutzlas, any Sufik called him. You mentioned that Tosis in Erevin quotes in the name of the Gaonim that Sufik Avelis Lahokel is even if one Tosis' position is that all of Hilchas Avelis is only with the Rabbanon, even Shiv and even Avelis Yom Rishon, everything is only with the Rabbanon. And that's how the Ramot Paskins Fashkenaz. The Sfaradim follow the Psak of the Mechaber, who follows the Rif and the Ramam and the Gaonim, that Avelis Yom Rishon is their Raisa. Some Gaonim hold out Avelis Shiva is their Raisa. In the Shulchan Aruch, that's not accepted. The Mechaber Paskins, Avelis Yom Rishon is their Raisa. And the Ramam Paskins, even Avelis Yom Rishon. So Tosis in Erevin quotes the Tshuvas HaGaonim, and it's not a misprint because the Ramban quotes this Tosis in Erevin in the name of the Tshuvas HaGaonim. Ramban in the Torah Sa'odim, when he talks about Hilchas Avelis. So he says, Tosis in Erevin quotes the Tshuvas HaGaonim, that even if one were to assume that Avelis Yom Rishon is their Isa, you still say Sofek Avelis Lekul, and you still say Kal HaMekel Halach G'dir HaMekel Ba'ovel, even if it's Yochid Keneg Rabbi. Even if it's a Din der Isa, how can that be? Why should it be that Sofek, even a slight Sofek, you should say Achar Rabbi Nahatas? How do you know that even a slight Sofek called to who you go? Maybe Sofek deraisa l'chumre itself is only mid the Rabbanu. The Rama's opinion is that Sofek deraisa l'chumre min haTorah Sofek deraisa is l'kule, and it's only Sofek deraisa l'chumre mid the Rabbanu. So you can say, in Avelis Yom Rishon, they were not interested in introducing any chumres in Avelis, so he left it on a din deraisa that Sofek Avelis is l'chumre. But no, but it's not true, that's not correct. Sofek Avelis l'kule is even in excess of the din of Sofek deraisa l'kule, even a Sofek that's not legitimate, it's not 50-50. It's kol mokm shatamotzi Rabbi Machmirim v'yochid Mekel. So you follow the Rabbim even on a din derabbanan acharam lahatas, except for Avelis, that Sofek koldehu is enough. So where do you have a mocker to say that Sofek koldehu by Avelis he go lekula? So the Ramban works on it. So he says in the Torah Sodom, the answer must be based on the pasuk in Parshas Emor. Where is the mitzvah that Avelis Yom Rishon is their eyes? Where does it say you have to observe Avelis? That's why Tosfos says the whole Avelis only with the Rabbanan. So where did the Ramam, the Goyim, and the Rif, where did they get that Avelis Yom Rishon is their eyes? The pasuk says, Lo Yitama, the Koyin is not permitted to be Metamah Mason unless it's one of the seven relatives. How do you translate Lo Yitama? So it's a Machlekes, Dav Gimel Amadalef, and Soita Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Yitama is Rishus, Lo Yitama is a Choyma, we pass in a Choyma, like Rabbi Kiva. Mar says already Bizman by Sheni, they had the Machlekes years before Rabbi Kiva was born, and it was always an ongoing Machlekes, and it was always assumed like Rabbi Kiva. But Lo Yitama is a Choyva. So the Rambam and the Rif and the Goyim understood based on the simple reading in the Mar, Lo Yitama, the obligation of the coin to be Metameh to the Zayin Kroivim is the principle of Kavod Abrias, and that is the marker for the institution of Avelis Derais. Being Metameh to the Meis is a chelik of the mitzvah of Avelis Yom Rishon Deraisa, and another chelik is Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas Asandl, Tashmash Amita, all the other dinim of Avelis, everything Avelis Yom Rishon is deraisa. So there, by the Zayin Kroivim, that the Kohen is obligated to be mitami to, so there's a famous drosha in the Torah's Kohanim, lo'ov v'v'lima loch v'lachos v'shalohoy salish. It says, le'imo, le'imo v'adai v'loy le'imo sofi. When the baby is born, it comes out of the mother's body. So that's about dois. Today, it's not such about dois. Maybe they had an implant of an egg from someone else that we don't know where we're holding. But in the days of the Tanaim, when the Torah was given, so if a woman gave birth to a baby, there are no two ways about it. This is the mother of the baby, imo vadai. So the Gemara says, the Torah's Kanim says, just like le'imo, le'ima vadai, v'lai le'ima sofik, so to the brother. Imitami to the brother, only if it's a vadai, not a sofik. How do you have a sofik and a vadai? A brother has to be a brother min ha'av. But let's say my mother was married, and then she got divorced. I was born from the first husband, then my mother got divorced, and then she remarried, then she has a baby soon after. And we don't know whether this baby, the father of the second baby, is the first husband or the second husband. That's why the Tanoim insisted that a woman has to wait hafkana. She has to wait 3 months from the time the husband dies before she remarries. So the Mishnah say, what happens? She didn't wait 3 months and she has a baby a couple of months after. They can't tell. So sometimes you can tell the baby has hair, it has long fingernails, and it's obviously this is a 10-month baby. The doctor can tell whether it's post-mature. And she's only married 9 months, she only married 8 months to the second husband. So this is not a premature baby. This is a post-mature baby from the first husband. But sometimes you can't tell. So let's say the doctor said, today they can tell with the DNA. Sure, today it's a 1, 2, 3, you can figure it out. But Bismana Mishnah, you couldn't figure out who the father of the baby is. So the person, the Kohen is only mitami to the brother, if he's a brother min ha'av, alay min ha'aim. Yes. It doesn't have to be a full brother min ha'av, umin ha'aim. Main thing is min ha'av, alay min ha'aim. So here in this case, he has a brother, he doesn't know, is it a half-brother or a full-brother? Does the brother, the child who was born to his mother from the second, under the marriage of the second husband, is the second husband the father of the baby, the first husband? So the Torah Kanim says in such a case that you're not mitami. So the Rishonim all discuss what he needed pasuk that you're not mitami. Sofik the rise of the chumra. Kohen is not allowed to be mitami lemeisim, and it's a special heter only if it's one of the seven relatives. So if you're not sure whether you have a heter, so sofik the rise of the chumra. So that's the Rishonim give different answers on their kasha. The Rosh and then the Mukiyesu, they give different answers on the kasha and Hilchas Tumah. So the Ramban says no. The answer is that pasuk means sofik abelus lahakel. Whenever there's any sofik aldehu, not only if it's a 50-50 sofik, even if it's a 95-5 sofik, and you would have gone basarayv, the odds are 95-5. Any sofik aldehu, you go lahakel in abelus. That's the makkah for sofik kalamekel, not kalamekel bars alach l'masal v'chutz. That's the makkah for Shmuel's rule that alach gedira mekel ba'ovel. So the Mishkan is Yankiv, happens to have a tshuva on the same topic. He's discussing not in the Sefer Kehelos Yankiv, in the Shalos Tshuva, it's Chelik Yeredeh. So he discusses this topic by the Abelos and Mishkan is the Raisa the Rabbanon, and then he says if it's the Raisa, so what's the market to say Sofik Abelos Lahokel? He rediscovered America. He came up with the same pasuk that the Ramban came up with. The Ramban came up with this Ein Fal in his Torah Sodom, and the Mishkan is Yankiv. The Torah Sodom is not available at that time. Torah Sodom is always a manuscript, and if you didn't have it, you didn't have it. Until Rabbi Zalman Meltzer printed the Ramban Alasha, so he printed the Ksav Yad from the Torah Sodom. Now everybody uses Rabbi Shevel's edition of the Torah Sodom. But in the days of the Mishkan is Yankiv, they didn't have, in the middle of 1800s, they didn't have any Torah Sodom. So he came up with the same Ein Fal. Must be based on a pasuk le'imo vadai v'lo le'imo sofik, only if it's a vadai. And that pasuk, the tumas kohanim, that's the yisoy, that's the marker for avelus yom rishon deraisa. And since it says only vadai v'lo sofik, that's the marker for the din that whenever there's any sofik kolduhu, you go l'kula in avelus, even if it's an avelus deraisa.
Yeah, I just want to understand. According to the Tosfos in Bukhara, where we say that if it's a halacha l'moshe misina, it's only a suffix with kula legabe mitzias and not
a. Tosfos is not talking about halacha l'moshe misina. Tosfos is talking about drushes. You have sometimes drushes, let's say rias panim ba'azara. He wrote called zechurcha. So the Gemara says zechurcha ba'ade v'lo zechurcha suffix. If a person is a suffix zachar, he's a tumtum, so he's not mechuyev in aliyah l'rebbe. You have other drushes like that. Mila b'zman is decha shab only if it's a badai and not a suffix. So Tosfos talks about all these. You have many drushes where the Gemara has a drusha. How do you act b'makom suffix? And then in two or three places in the Gemara, so how can you have a pasuk that talks about a suffix? It can't be. Why can't you? You have all of Mishas. You have Pesukim that tell you how to act. Malkum Safik. So this explains all the Pesukim that tell you how to act. Malkum Safik. That's a Safik and Mitzias. The Rabbi Shalom has to tell us because we're human beings. We're not going to know everything. We're not going to know all the facts. But the Torah, the Rabbi Shalom is not going to tell us how to act if we have a Safik and Din. Break your head and ask your rabbi. What, you embarrassed to ask your rabbi? Ask your rabbi. Rabbi doesn't know. Ask another rabbi. Someone's going to know.
But I thought we have a principle of Safik derives from a
Fumim. Yeah.
So therefore, what if the Torah does tell you what to do when you have a suffering
deraisa,
even
din. I mean, a
general din.
Yeah. General din suffering deraisa, yeah.
So therefore, I understand what Torah is
making. No, because the Gemara says you cannot have a drasha on a pasuk that the pasuk should be telling you how to act on makom suffering. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Torah says, why not? You have many psukim, but the Torah does tell you how to act. They say in these kind of cases, because the Gemara is talking about a suffering and din. So that doesn't make sense to darshan a pasuk like that. You have a rule, Safik deraisa l'chumra, which most of the Rishonim hold is deraisa. The Rambam has to hold that it's only the Rambam and the Rabbi both hold
right, it's only the Rambam. You don't go like the Rambam.
You assume it's deraisa. Right. That's a general din, that's Safik deraisa l'chumra. But you don't have a darshan a pasuk, how to act with Machum Safik. It's a general din, that's Safik deraisa l'chumra. But here, the Gemara has in particular cases, but, like Drasha.
But you're saying you want to use that Tosus to explain the Rashi over here in Brachos.
Right.
That Rashi must be saying that Arlo B'chutzlar is the Rabban.
Rashi says the reason why Kala Mikal Basa Lachim Asa B'chutzlar is because Arlo B'chutzlar is only the Rabban.
Right. Because if
it even if it would be Allah HaMashim Sinai, the Gemara still says that's Sveika Muta.
Right.
So why does Rashi say it has to be based? The Mishkan Siyankim says that would only be Safik Arlo B'chutzlar would be Muta if it's a Safik in Mitzias. Because Kach Nemra Alacha, that's where the Alacha L'Moshe Messina was formulated. Vado Asur is Sveika Muta. So Sveika Muta goes on a Safik in Mitzias. But you can't say that Kach Nemra Alacha, that a Safik in Din, you go L'Kula. You shouldn't go L'Kula. Ask another rabbi who'll figure out the answer.
And in the case of Avelus, that's also not a Safik in Mitzias, right? That's a Safik in Din.
We pass can even a Safik in Din, yeah.
So isn't that a violation?
Right, we don't pass him like this Rashi either. We assume the Shulchan Aruch Arlo B'chutz La'aretz is Halacha Moshe Messina. It's not the Rabbanan, and we still say that even a Kalamek Abbas Halacha Masa B'chutz La'aretz. So we don't follow this. The whole Mishkan Siyankim's beautiful explanation. He says such a hot svara, and every day it says not so. We don't accept the Halacha Masa.
But would you say
so that Tosafot also?
Would you say that Tosafot Bechoros would also disagree with this? Tosis
and Bchoris is talking about, does it make sense to darshan? You have a pasuk and you want to darshan the pasuk that it tells you how to act. The makom sveik adina. So the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. Darshan it for something else. But once in a while, you do have a rule. The Torah does tell you how to act when you have a sveik adina.
And in the avelus also a drasha, right?
Yeah.
So that is a contradiction to the Tosis and Bchoris. Right?
Okay. I guess every rule has an exception to the rule. So that drasha by the Avelus, that would be the exception to the rule. Mm-hmm. So how do we paskan Halacha Maaseh? There is a din of Arlo B'chutz La'aretz. Arlo B'chutz La'aretz probably applies to all trees, no? Is there anybody who says that Arlo B'chutz La'aretz only applies to grapes? The Pashto says the Machlokes HaMoraim, but the net the Ravai Kamavai is only on Ravai on the fourth year. In the first 3 years, the simple reading of the Pasuk, Yisrael Ha'aretz and Atatim Kol Eitz Machel, applies to any tree at all. So here Rabbi Kiveger refers you to the Rashi and Soito and that them given on base with Tzorach Iyun Godol. The Rashi is a difficult Rashi. What is Rashi? The Balamor on the Rif and Adaf is also mitzayin to that Rashi. What does Rashi write? Rashi writes fascinating Chiddush Niflo that according to the position that Kerem Revai Tanan, that the din of the Revai only applies to grapevines. Same would be true that the din of Orla only applies to grapevines. So how do you read the pasuk? He's on the Titan Kolaitz Michael. So the Beferish all fruit bearing tree, very pelodic. So that Rashi is not. We don't follow that Rashi. We don't follow that Rashi. Why don't you say Kol Amekal Baratz Halacha Kamasa B'chutz La'aretz? So we should say that Orla B'chutz La'aretz. Since Rashi's opinion is that Orla Beretz Yisrael only applies if it's grapes. There is such an opinion. So we should say in Chutz La'aretz, we only have to observe our law on grapevines. And on all the fruits and berries, you don't have to. So the answer is, we keep on giving the mashal, if you have a machlekes, 95% of the shittas hold one way, 5% hold the other. What if you have 99.99% of the shittas hold one way, 0.01% hold the other way? In other words, a shita yichido. The shita yichido, that's not recognized. That's not by Avelis. You don't say kalamekel halach gedem amekel ba'avul if it's a shita yichido legamre. You don't say kalamekel ba'at halach gemosin b'chutzlo it's a shita yichido legamre. You have to have chutz 5%. You have to have a significant group of chachamim who hold like that. But if it's a shita yichido, that's in ganzam rejected, so we just ignore it.
So why is being held by the shamit 4 hours later? You assume that that's not a
sheet
at all.
Yeah, the Gemara, Beishama was a big group that was more than 5%. They weren't more than 50%. They were outvoted because the Beisil were in the majority, but it was 95-5. So why does the Gemara say Beishama, B'makam Beisilel, Eina Mishneh? Why not? They had the top of Lamed Vav on the base. There was a significant group who followed Beishama. So why does the Gemara say we don't follow that? So that's what the Mishkan is Yankiv explains in his Sefer. He has it on Daf Yud Aleph. He doesn't have it on this Daf. He has it on Daf Yud Aleph. He develops a whole theme that Elav Elav Divil Kim Chayim is not just a Hashkofe concept. It's Halach Lamais. It's relevant. So he says when you have a Machlokes Poskim, 95% of the Poskim say one way, 5% say the other way. So we don't assume that the 5% whose opinion is rejected made a mistake. It's considered a Sufik Holdu, and it gives you all the nafkaminas. It says nafkamina for Orla B'chutzlar. Then he says a nafkamina for Avelus. And it gives more nafkaminas la'aloch. It gives a list of 6 nafkaminas. So then he says, Bamedvar Mamurim, if it was never Omdu L'minyan, there was never a vote on it. But if they were all, they were sitting together, they were Omdu L'minyan, then they were outvoted. So outvoted is goodbye. So he understands that that's what it means. Beishambe B'makam B'sileinah Mishnah. It's not because there was such a fierce machlokes between Beisham and Misilo, and the Rishalmi says that there was Shvichas Domim. The Gemara says that on one day, Notz v'cherev be'beis ha-medrash, and they stuck a sword into the floor in the Beis ha-medrash, v'yomru ha-yikonis ha-nichnas yishoyer, whoever is inside should stay, and they insist we're going to have what they Notz v'cherev be'beis ha-medrash for. So Taisus adds on, and Avodah Zarah, Taisus adds on, Lamed Zayin, Avodah Zarah, and the Rishalmi, that they were killing each other, they were shvichas down that day, and they said, we're going to have a vote, and that's it. So it's not only Bishamei B'makam Misil and Mishnah, because it was such a fierce machlokes, there was shvichas down. The Mishkan Sanhedrin says, whenever it was Omdu L'minyan, whenever the minority opinion was outvoted, then it's totally not accepted. So you wouldn't say, halacha k'dibra ha-meikol ba'ovel, halacha k'dibra ha-meikol ba'erev, halacha k'dibra ha-meikol ba'orla b'chutzlar, and all the other cases. He has a whole list of other cases. Where any Sufi called this, he said, whenever it's Omdu L'minyan. That's why Moshe Feinstein writes also, the same as the Mishkan Esyankiv writes, that there is a concept in the Gemara, where people think it was invented by the Mishnah Berurah, the concept of Hamachma Tova Ola Bracha. It appears already in the Tanoim, the Mishnayos have like that. Even though we pass in one way, but Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyo Machmirim, like Beis Shammai. The Mishnah Beitza. So Amrullah the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Manasel Avasecha, your father was Mekel for everybody else, but he was Machma Liatzim, he was a Machma, he was Machma like Beishama. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein talks about this aspect. So Mishkan Sankiv has 6 aspects, Rabbi Moshe talks about 1. There is an inyan of being choshish for Shitas HaYochid. Amachma Tov Ala Bracha, what are you being choshish? We paskin against that Shita. So he says, no, it's a Sufi Koldu. A minority opinion that's not accepted is considered a Sufi Koldu. So it's a little bit, the Torah's Hasidus is considered a Sufik Beraisa Duchum. It's not a real Sufik, it's less than 50-50, but we consider it a Sufik Koldu. So that's considered as a midas, as an act, a Midas Hasidus, that's considered to be Choshish, but the Shita Sayachid is a Pchin of Sufik Beraisa Duchum. So Ramosha writes, that's only by Medbar Mamurim, if it wasn't Omdu L'minyan, it was not voted. But if they were Omdu L'minyan, it was outvoted, so goodbye and good luck, that's the end of the story. That's when the Mishkan is Yankov learns this pshat in the Gemara. B'shamei b'makom b'sila in the Mishnah. B'aisha doesn't interpret it in the Gemara. He just says la'alocha like that. And the Poskim, the Pischei Tshuva quotes like that in Yeridei and Hilchos Orlo. He says like that. Whenever there was a machlokes and it was Omdu L'minyan, so then it was Omdu L'minyan l'chumre, then you can't say kol ha-mekel b'aretz halacha g'mosa b'chutz lo. It's only if it's loy Omdu L'minyan. So we wouldn't be mekel on or law in Chutz La'aretz based on the Rashi and Saita. The Rashi holds that according to one opinion in the Gemara, not only Revai, even or law only applies in Kerem, in Geffen. It doesn't apply to any, that would not make it, because that Rashi is a Shita Yichido, the collector's item. Rabbi Kivegi says Torah Hingo. That's a belongs and believe it or not. It's an odd opinion. What about Revai? What about Revai b'chutz l'oretz? So Revai b'chutz l'oretz is very relevant to halacha ma'aseh. I plant a tree in my backyard, I plant bushes in my backyard. So the berries that grow the first 2 years, I know, I planted it. So it's our loss. So whatever grows the first 2 years is as machil as mano. Whatever grows the fourth year, is there a din of Revai b'chutz l'oretz or not? There is a din of Orla b'chutz l'oretz, what about Revai? So that's the fundamental machloik is the Rambam and the Bali HaTosfos. Tosfos all over writes Tosfos, Anar Daf Tosfos, and Kiddushin, another Masech, the Tosfos writes that Orla b'chutz l'oretz applies to Revai as well. And the Rambam says, no, the Halacha L'moshe Misinim is only on Orla, it doesn't extend, doesn't apply to Revai. They're two different things. So then, even within Tosfos, the Tosfos says that the Halacha L'moshe Misinim of Orla b'chutz l'oretz even applies to Revai. So Tosfos' opinion is, but you would say, Kol HaMekel Bartz Halacha K'moshe b'chutz l'oretz. And since there is a machlekes Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe and Reb Chiya, whether Revai only applies to Kerem or to all trees, to Netta, whether it's restricted only to Kerem, it even applies to Netta. So Tosfos quotes from the Shiltas, Kol HaMekel Bartz Halacha K'moshe b'chutz l'oretz, you can be Mekel on Revai and any other fruit or bush that's other than a grapevine. If it's grapevine, so that's the din of Revai b'chutz l'oretz. Tosfos holds it, that's a vadois. Tosfos does not agree with the Rambam. They never heard of such a thing like the Rambam. That you only have Orla, you don't have Revai. Orla and Revai, it's all the same thing. 3 years in the fourth year. The Tosfos assumes for sure there is Revai, but the shaila is, would it apply only to Kerem or even apply to Netta? So the Tosfos writes in the first daf in Kiddushin, that depends what was the answer on the question. We asked the question, there's enough in the Mishnah that talks about Revai on Esrog. Esrog is not a grapevine, so how could there be a machlekes whether Revai applies to any fruit-bearing tree other than a vine? The Mishnah talks about Revai on Esrog. So Tosfos gave two answers on the kasha. So one answer was they agree, maskim that there are shitas and there's machlekes satanai. They're only arguing which is the accepted opinion. Is the majority opinion kerem or is the majority opinion netta? But both Amoraim, Rab Chiya and Rab Shimon Bar Rebbe, both agree that there is a machlekes satanai on the matter. They're arguing which is the majority opinion. So then it's nicha. Then it's nicha. What Tosfos quotes from the Shiltas that since there is such an opinion that Revai only applies to Kerem and not to Netta. So, even though we're machmer in Eretz Yisrael that Revai applies even to Netta, to all other trees, but Kalamekel Bartz Halacha K'moshe b'chutz l'oretz. But according to the other answer of Tosfos, that Tosfos says, Tosfos suggests maybe the machlekes ha'amaroyim and ardaf, Rab Shimon Bar Rebbe and Rab Chiya is only on the level of deraisa. There's a Kerem and Netta, but midirabbana for sure there's a din of Revai even on Netta, but haraya from the Mishnah, from the Esrog. So if you say like that, the bottom line, they all agree, halach l'maisim and the rabbanon, that there is a din of Revai, even on Netta, so then they have no leg to stand on to be mekel b'chutzla. No one says b'chutzla. No one says in Eretz Yisrael there's no Revai on Netta. They just argue, what was the din minatora? Is it minatora Netta? Is it din minatora Kerem? The Gemara is working with psukim. And the Mishnah says that it applies to Esrog. Yeah, everybody's masking the rabbanon for sure. It applies to even Netta, applies to all trees. So if according to that answer that Tosfos gives, that the Rabbanon halacha l'maaseh applies to all the trees, so you have no leg to stand on to be mekel. There is no man d'amah who's mekel in Eretz Yisrael halacha l'maaseh. They just the whole machlekes samarim was what's on the level of the raisa with the drushas of psukim. But bottom line halacha l'maaseh, mid the Rabbanon Revai applies to all trees. So then b'chutz l'oretz you have to observe Revai on all trees. So that's what Tosfos writes in Kiddushin. Yes, the question: how can there be a shita Kerem Revai? There's an often a Mishnah that talks about Revai by Esrogim. So they gave two answers. The one answer was they all know there's a Machlekes Satarai. They're arguing which shita is the Iker. And if you hold that Kerem Revai is the Iker, means we should reject that Mishnah. So then there's room to say Kol HaMekel Bartz Halacha K'moshe b'chutz l'oretz. But according to the other answer that Tosfos gave, no, their Machlekes are only on the level of the Reis. And the Mishnah means at least when the Rabban on the Din of Revai applies even to Netta. So if you say Halacha L'maaseh Midirabbanan, they all agree that it applies to every tree, so then there's nothing to be mekel l'chutz l'oretz. You have to, according to Tosfos, according to the Rambam, Revai doesn't apply b'chutz l'oretz. Never, the Halacha L'maaseh Midirabbanan was only nemar on Orla, it was never nemar on Revai, and there's no din of Revai. But Tosfos holds not so. The Halacha L'maaseh Midirabbanan of Orla b'chutz l'oretz even applies to Revai b'chutz l'oretz. The only thing is you have a right to chisel down as much as possible. But Midirabbanan, everybody agrees that Revai applies even to Netta. So that's the difference halacha l'mais. So then Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kiveger on the bottom of the page quotes a further step. Not only is there room to be mekel On Ravai B'chutzlaretz, if it's any fruit-bearing tree other than a grapevine, even if it's a grapevine, a two, a three, a four, less than five, if you don't have five in the proper arrangement, it doesn't have the din of kerem. Where does that come from, that you have to have five? Shtaim keneged shtaim echamish is sticking out. So that's a din there in Mashuach Melchama. What's there in Sota Daf Mem Gimel? How did Sota Daf Mem Gimel all of a sudden start talking about Ravai? Because the Pasuk says in Chumash that there are certain people who are not drafted into the Yom. What do you mean, not the Kerem v'lo chilolo? He planted a Kerem, and he didn't have the pidyon that the Ravai. He didn't do lo chilolo, he didn't. He planted a Kerem last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. He didn't yet do pidyon Kerem Ravai. So the Gemara there discusses, not the Kerem v'lo chilolo. What's the definition of Kerem? The Gemara says, Kerem has to be four, two connected two, and the fifth one, Yotzei Zanov, has to be this configuration. So the Gemara never says it's going to get the Ravai. The Gemara says it's going to get to the exemption from the army. So the Shiltas, Rabbi Kivege quotes the Shiltas, so applies it even with respect to Ravai B'chutz Lord. So there is a machlekes in the Gemara whether the din of Ravai applies to all trees or only to Geffen, and if you hold it only applies to Geffen, so then you can relate that Gemara that the Gemara says the chayzem yorcham alfama. You're only potter if you plant five Gefanim, planted shtaim keneged shtaim chamishes yotzi zanov. So that configuration would carry over here also. You would only have to observe the din of Ravai b'chutz laretz if it would be in such a configuration. He just planted one grapevine, so then that would also be called a mekel bars. If you hold that Ravai even applies to any and every tree, so it doesn't have to be a kerem. So one tree is also a neta. But if you hold it, it has to be dafke kerem Ravai, so kerem has to be number one a grapevine, number two, five in a specific configuration, not five in a row, not five in a circle, it has to be shtaim keneged shtaim, and the fifth one, yotze zon. Okay, Belineta, tomorrow we'll continue. The Netziv had his fantastic suggestion to answer the kasha of the Rishonim. All the Rishonim were bothered with the question, why does the Gemara need another drasha achle, v'hadar achle, that there exists an institution opinion, that the Ravai, why shouldn't we learn that Kodesh, Kodesh, mi ma'aseh sheni? We know that there's opinion that the Ravai by ma'aseh sheni. So learn out from that Zera Shava, that there's opinion that the Ravai. So all the Rishonim give all kinds of answers in there. The Tziv came up with a fantastic suggestion. So we'll start with that tomorrow for the next.